Now, remember the airlines have announced, at least American Airlines, JetBlue did it a little bit earlier this year, that they're going to offer Wi-Fi to their passengers on the planes, meaning internet access on your flights. Americans charging, I think, around $12 or $13 a flight. They've just started it on the transcons. And when they first started offering it, I asked the dreaded question to the folks at American Airlines, well, does that mean I can, you know, make phone calls? Absolutely not. We don't want that problem in this country, even though they're testing it overseas. We don't want fistfights breaking out as people are screaming into their phones on the planes or into the speaker phones of their computers. And so therefore, they said, we put blocking systems in so that all you get to do is Wi-Fi on your internet with checking email, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, guess what? The Atlanta Bureau Chief for Business Week magazine, Dean Faust, of course, he had to check it out himself. And Gene, what did you find out?
You can get around it, Peter. although let me take a step back here. As a golfer, you know, not having water, having the ability to play off lush fairways is a small price to pay for. You can get around it. The genie is out of the bottle on this. Already, within 24 hours of American Airlines launching the service, flyers were boasting about how they had used a service called Fweet, which is a variation of the Twitter service.
Now, Fweet is spelled Phweet, right?
Yes, Phweet, and added .com on there, and you can go to the site. Twitter is basically an instant messaging service, and Fweet is a way to make short phone calls using Twitter to your friends, and so the genie's out of the bottle. And, you know, the folks who are providing the service to American Airlines, AirCell, said they anticipated that at some point people would figure a workaround. They admit they didn't think it would happen within 12 hours.
Oh, who are they kidding? Come on.
Yeah, you know, and the funny thing, the irony is airlines are saying that they really don't want fistfights and yelling, screaming among passengers over people talking on phones. Funny, they didn't have that concern back when they were trying to sell the internet phone service for about, what, $1 a minute, $2
a minute? Oh, keep going. It was a $2.50 connection charge, and a three-minute call was $7.50 minimum.
Right,
and,
so they're more outraged at this point.
And you know what? And everybody who was using that phone, you know what they were doing it for the first time? Picking up the phone going, guess where I am? And you just wanted to punch them out.
Right, well, that's what people are doing now. look, they're already people are flyers, and the techno experts are pointing to so many services. American and AirCell were blocking Skype, but there's so many other variations of Skype that are out there.
And we should also say, Dean, that right now it's only offered on a limited number of flights on the transcons. So as they roll it out, they may be able to catch up on the technology and effectively block it. But for the moment now, Dean, you beat them to it. You can actually make your phone calls, right?
Right now they're only offering it about 15 767s that are mainly flown between New York and Miami, L.A., and San Francisco. People are finding workarounds like TringMe and TeamSpeak and Ventrilo. AirCell says that it's blocking them one by one as they become aware of them, but I think it's the genie's out of the bottle.
Okay.
And I think in time what you'll see is the airlines will actually figure a way to monetize this, and they'll make
of course they will.
A section of the plane where you can make voice over internet phone calls, but they'll just charge you $1 a minute for it.
All right, Dean Faust from Business Week, thank you, man, and we'll be back.